Yeah, no, he's actually offered to pull me along. He's constantly giving me good, productive feedback, always giving me an honest opinion. And I value his opinion enormously. Well, at the moment, I'm working with someone that I wanted to work with, and that's Billy McKenzie. And I think there might be a possibility of working with him in a couple of weeks' time when I'm free. And we discussed it. And I really want to work with Billy because I think he inspires me tremendously.
Is that a kindred Celtic spirit?
Possibly. There's a great deal of... the word eccentric isn't quite right. There's something about Scots people that I've discovered, especially the poets and the impassioned ones. They seem to have almost got a stroke of madness in them. Maybe Robbie Burns really was the embodiment of that spirit. And I give it free range when I'm on stage and in the studio. That's where it's allowed to express itself. That's where it's most at home. But I don't like it if it rears its head too much, because it can, you know, when you have to cope with going onto buses and taxis and it becomes too surreal, you have to keep it in control. I think anybody that's creative has to acknowledge and explore the madness in you. The madness in you is just there, your subconscious being allowed to have a little bit more freedom than it would do. It's not a return to childhood, but I don't think you can ever return to childhood, because you can't actually kick out the innocent. You can't get back to innocence. Once it's gone, I'm afraid, I think it really has gone. But in a way, it's just trying to touch the freedom that was there in childhood, but with an adult eye, you know. Because I mean, I've had the experience of an adult now, sort of fully fledged. And also, I would say there's three stages. There's childhood, where one doesn't know oneself, but you're totally immersed in your experience. The second stage is coming to terms with the fact that you recognise that your parents had a great deal to do with who you are, rebelling against that, and then discovering the next stage, which is the stage I'm at now, which I think is a more wholer aspect of me, which embodies the first and the second stage, but is more developed. And that's what's interesting about being 28.